Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So, before man was created, it was God. After man was created, in Genesis chapter 2, you see from verse number 4 that this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God. So now another title has been added to God the Creator. It's called Lord, which means that he is a king. He is the one who must control. He should be the Lord of the earth. All right, of course, through mankind. So look at verse 5, Genesis chapter 2 this time, verse 5, you see the Lord God. Verse 7, you see the Lord God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, the Lord God. 9, Lord God. Look at verse 15, then the Lord God. Verse 18, and the Lord God. Verse 19, out of the ground, the Lord God. Verse 21, and the Lord God. Verse 22, Lord God. Okay, so you see that contrary to chapter 1, in chapter 2, the kingdom system is introduced on the earth for the first time. And so God is referred to as a king, as a lord, as the one who is in charge of the earth through mankind. Now look at Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, we come across the Lord God. Now the serpent was more cunning than the beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. Alright, so you see the Lord God. Now, look at from verse 1b, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God, and please underline God. Do you know what is happening? In chapter 2, God introduces himself as a king. He introduced, in other words, his kingdom system to the earth. Now, in chapter 3, the devil wants to take man back to jump chapter 2 and take man back to chapter what? 1. Why we see God. Chapter 2, we see Lord God. But in chapter 3, the devil, it's only when the devil is speaking that he doesn't like the kingdom system. And so he refers to God as God. Just God. No Lord. He was, in other words, telling Eve that he is not to be your Lord. Do you understand? He is just your God. Now the devil is trying to misrepresent God here. He is trying to give a certain picture about God which is not correct. Is that right? So look at verse 1b. And the devil said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the of every tree of the garden? Look at verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said. This is Eve talking. Now Eve is talking like the devil. The devil says that, has God said you should not? He didn't say has the Lord God. He said has God. And Eve buys into the lie of the devil. So you see that Eve is getting the deception. So Eve says that, no, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Look at verse 4. No, verse 5. The devil is speaking again. And he says that, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you shall be like God, knowing good and evil. You shall be like God, knowing good and evil. So in the devil speaking to Eve, we see from Genesis 3, verse 1, and then verse 3, and then verse 5, that the word God, the name God, is used four times. But it's wonderful, because right from the time of the deception, so Eve buys into the deception, and then she takes the fruit and she eats it. Now the result of the eating it is in verse number 8. Verse number 8 says that, and they heard the sound of the Lord God. So you see that the Holy Spirit goes back to correct a certain wrong understanding, a way that the devil is suppressing the kingdom system by taking Lord from the name of God, and then he is restoring it. Holy Ghost is restoring it. So he says that, and they hear the sound of the Lord God. Look at the same verse. You will see another Lord God in the same verse. Look at verse 9. Then the Lord God, look at verse 13, and the Lord God, look at verse 14. So the Lord God, on and on, verse 21, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God. Look at verse 23 of Genesis chapter 3. Therefore, the Lord God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost comes back and he says, no, the kingdom system must be established. And it is established by mercy and truth. Mercy and truth is going to preserve the throne of the king. And by loving kindness, his kingship is upheld. By loving kindness. Imagine love and kindness kissing each other, meeting together. It's a super, super, super love. Or super, super, super kindness. That is what is going to do what? Strengthen the throne or the rulership or the kingdom system of God upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost comes back and he tells them that he is the Lord God. He is the Lord God. He is not God as you were deceived to think. He is the Lord God. This is the devil's intention. His intention was to banish the kingdom system from the earth. His intention was to break down the rule of God on this earth. He should be in heaven. He wanted to come and take over the rule in this place. So he says he is not Lord. He is just God. He is just God. The Holy Ghost comes back and says that he is what? Lord. That is why the Bible clearly says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3 or so. You can write it down when you go and check it. It says that nobody can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Nobody can say that Jesus is Lord unless the Holy Spirit has come. Wonderful. So I want you to get a certain understanding that it is the devil's desire that the kingdom system is minimized, it is enshrouded in darkness, that it is shunned by people, that Jesus is not the Lord of their lives. He can be a savior. Well, that's okay, but he should not be in charge of their lives. He should not be the Lord of their lives. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand, in the light of this background, I want you to understand the curse of God on Satan. His curse on Satan. Why did God curse Satan? It was in love to mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say things that if God doesn't show you, you dare not say it. You dare not say it. I told those of you in the beginning that God gave me this revelation when I was in the Holy Land. And the first book that I wrote when I came back was to write down what he has shown me. Now, the power of the devil that Adam, are you listening? The power of the devil that Adam and Eve, they experience is different from the power of the devil that you and I are experiencing now. I will say it again. The strength of the devil to destroy man that Adam and Eve experienced has been limited. It has been minimized to you and I. It has been minimized. You see, that is why you must not just sit down and say that, well, if Adam and Eve, they hadn't been deceived. Do you know what you are talking about? Even with the curse on the devil, you are in trouble sometimes. How much more at the time that there was no curse on him? In other words, his full power was in display. Because Adam and Eve saw the full power of the devil in display and they fell. And when they fell, God came upon the scene. And because he loves mankind and he doesn't want the, hallelujah. He doesn't want the devil to deceive mankind like that again. He comes and put a curse on the devil. So the devil that we know now is a cursed devil. Wow. He is not the original devil who tempted our first parents. In love for mankind, God had to come in his lordship and in his sovereignty. Sovereignty is where God as a king can come on his own to do what he likes to establish his kingship, whether you pray for it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you have rights or not. He comes and he says, look, I'm the king. I'm in charge. This earth is for me. I am the owner. And because of that, I am putting a limitation on you. And there is nothing you can do about it. Because he is a king. I said that he is a king.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, the devil's power has been limited, ladies and gentlemen. Because of what? Because God loves mankind. So stop pointing your finger at Adam and Eve. The devil that they face is not the same devil that you are facing. He's the same devil, but he's a devil whose powers over you has been limited. God has to do that because he loves mankind. The devil had no right to be around in the first place, even to be in Eden. It was a garden of God. The Bible says, thou hast been in Eden. Who sent him there? He went there to go and mess up the kingdom system of God by catching the Lord out, saying that he is God. He is God. But Holy Ghost comes and says that nobody can say Jesus is Lord except by me. It is my doing that the kingdom system comes into your life. So ladies and gentlemen, let us examine now the extent of the love of God. Imagine if God had not limited the devil, had not put a curse on the devil who had deceived mankind. What do you think your life will be? Hey! Hallelujah! It's powerful. God will not sit aloof. That's what I want to tell you. If you are listening to me, I want to tell you, I want you to understand that God will not sit aloof for the devil to be released upon your life, for the devil to do what he likes upon your life. No. The God of all grace, you understand? The God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that you have suffered a while. King James says that he himself, that's talking about God in his sovereignty, he himself will come and then he will do what? End the suffering. He will say enough is enough. He will strengthen you. He will settle you. And then the Bible says that to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Because it means that when God steps in, he says that the devil, like a roaring lion, is disturbing humanity. Resist him in the faith. Alright? Because your brothers are all resisting him. That's the same struggle that your brotherhood is going through. But the God of all grace, in resisting the devil, a time comes that the God of dominion, God in his kingship and sovereignty, he steps in. The Bible says that himself, he has called you to an eternal glory by Christ Jesus. He himself will step in, and whether the devil likes it or not, he will just shorten the thing. He will just shorten the thing. The Bible says that up till now, a time is going to come that if God does not step in to shorten the time of the rule of the devil, even the elect will not be saved. God in his sovereignty, after that you have suffered a while, I'm teaching you, my brothers and sisters, that God will come in, that your suffering is not forever. The devil is not going to have a field day over your life forever. He's not going to walk over your finances forever. I'm telling you that continue to resist him. Continue to do the right thing. Because one of these days, God in his sovereignty is going to rise up and he's going to put a limitation upon the works of the devil in your life. That he cannot do what he likes on this earth. He cannot do what he likes in your life. As long as you're on this earth, God is in control. The devil may have denied it, but he is still the Lord God. By the Holy Ghost that we have received, he is still the Lord God. And he's going to show up in your life. The devil's works has got an expiry date on it. He can do whatever thing. He can throw his best blow. But I'm telling you that there is an end to it. Evil will not continue forever. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus Christ comes and he limits the power of the devil. Hallelujah. Imagine if God didn't do that. Imagine how much he loves us. Imagine how much he will not release the devil upon your life. No, God will not do that because he loves mankind. But the devil over the years has misrepresented to mankind that God is not fair. Why is it that if God loves us, the devil is in this world? And the devil is worrying his people. The devil is worrying humanity with hunger and with death and with sicknesses and all that. I'm telling you, God loves us. God saw the power of the devil. God saw that if he doesn't stop this devil, he is going to just destroy, reduce this earth to null and void again, to the irregular spoiled form again, because that is his mind. But God says that no, you will not. No way, you will not have a field day on mankind. I am putting a curse on you and a limitation on you. The question now we have to answer is that, what kind of curse was put upon the devil? What kind of curse was put upon the devil? First of all, the devil was prevented from dealing directly with mankind. In your life, the devil cannot deal directly with you. The devil was prevented from dealing directly with human beings.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Let me show you something, ladies and gentlemen. The devil's mind is to destroy everything and deal directly with you. But he couldn't do that when man was in charge of this earth through Adam and Eve. When man or Adam and Eve were around, the devil could not directly come to them. But he wanted to be able to directly come to them. But as long as he is not in charge of the earth, he cannot come directly. He has to come through something that belongs to the earth. That is why he chose the serpent, who was more cunning than any creature that God had made. And the devil came to Eve indirectly through the serpent. And he actually came to Adam more indirectly through Eve. His mind was not necessarily to get to evil. His mind was to get to Adam. Because he knew that there was something in Adam's loins. But God knows better. Hallelujah. He tricked the devil and he put the seed in the woman. Hallelujah. What a God of love. He always tricked the devil. So the devil, he came indirectly because he wasn't in charge. But his mind was to be in charge. The next thing, if God in love, in corrective love, had not controlled the devil, he would have come to us directly. Hey! Even the indirect. How much more the direct? Can you see the love of God? God so loves you, ladies and gentlemen. So, the devil's mind was that now that I am in charge, now I can talk to people directly, not through any serpent, not through anybody. But God came upon the scene and God put a curse on the devil and limited him that, look, your intention is that you want to deal with man directly, but you, Satan, you cannot deal with man directly. I, the sovereign Lord, I have come. I say you cannot. I put an injunction on you. I put a limitation on you. You cannot do that. Why? Because God loves us. That is why up till today, don't come and tell me that the devil spoke to you. The devil doesn't speak to you. He can't speak to you because God has put a curse on him in that regard. He can use other spirits like demons. He can confront you through maybe some spirits, you know, who are under him. But the devil himself, who could wreck man, he cannot confront you directly. In fact, the only person, apart from our first parents, you know, apart from the first Adam, who the devil or Satan himself directly confronted was our Lord Jesus, the last Adam. It's beautiful. This is how God did it. This is how God did it. God limited the powers of the devil on mankind, but he allowed his son to come as a human being And it is only to Jesus that the devil was given his full-blown powers to deal with the last Adam. Just as he had his full-blown powers in dealing with the first Adam. The reason is simple. It is in love for us. That is why, listen carefully, that is why when we say that Jesus Christ overcame the devil for us, and that because of that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, it is because if the full-blown strengthened devil with original strength confronted Jesus and Jesus defeated him, how much more you, when the devil can only act upon to you in his limited strength. Hallelujah. That is why the devil is just making noise. Take care.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. That is why the devil cannot handle you. And that is why when we say that take the sacrifice of Jesus, assume his position, that is what we mean. That Jesus overcame the full-blown devil for you. Because it was the full-blown devil who had not been cursed who overcame man in the first place. So for man to be restored to the position that he was during Adam and Eve's time and even beyond, then the devil's powers must be given to him relative to one person alone, who is the representative of all the seed of Adam and Eve, who is standing in for all human beings, so that Jesus, the last Adam, will confront the devil on our behalf. And his victory will be a victory. And because he has conquered the full-blown devil, we can conquer him in his limited strength and limited power. Easy in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Knowing that Jesus Christ has confronted the devil for us. That is why I'm teaching us to understand that the devil can never talk to you. The devil can never come to your house because God has cursed him. Hallelujah. Now, the curse on the serpent is the curse on the devil. We see that God cursed the serpent, on your belly you shall go and all that. At first, the devil, or I should say the serpent, the snake, was a talking being. Talking. But the curse that was put upon him limited the serpent or the devil to not talking to humans. That's God's love for us. God's care for us. That he won't let the devil do what he likes. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. The love of God for us. He will not release the devil. He will put a limitation on the devil for our sake, so that we can bring about his rule on this earth. Once we know that Jesus has conquered for us. So the devil's mind, the curse on the devil. Somebody, and you know somebody is saying that, why do you say, which scripture says that the serpent was a talking serpent? That is why Eve was not afraid that the serpent was talking to her. Eve was not afraid because it's normal. A serpent can talk. Hallelujah. Cunning. He can talk. He had the power of speech. But now, God says that, no, you can't talk to man directly. In fact, you cannot confront man directly. That is why up to today, the devil himself, I'm talking about Satan himself, he only deals with nations. The Bible says that, how are you falling, son of the morning? Referring to the devil himself. Says that who deceives the nations? He deals with nations, people in a bulk form. That is why the kingdom system must not just come to individuals, but come to people group like Arabs, like dark-skinned people, like white people. Hallelujah. Or any other grouping that you want to group mankind in, males, females, whichever grouping, which is obvious, you can see. You can see a male when you see a male. You can see a female when you see a female.
Yeah.
Eh? Can you see black when you see black?
Yes.
Can you see white when you see white? These are the natural demarcations. Natural. Not artificial ones. Okay, let's make it lawyers. So white lawyers, black lawyers, or a few lawyers. Please, it's not natural. Do you understand that? Let's take the face value of the thing. Because there are issues that the devil disturbs people in a bulk form. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why in the book of Job, and I'm bringing my teaching to an end. That is why in the book of Job, the devil lamented when God, the sons of God came to him, you know, the sons of God came to him, and the devil lamented. God said that, have you recognized? He asked him, actually, where are you from? Because the limitation was on his talking ability directly to mankind. Eh? And then the second limitation was on his movement. Movement. He said, upon your belly you shall go. That means that at first the serpent wasn't going on its belly. It had another means of transporting itself. But God put a limitation on the devil. Every limitation on the snake is a limitation on the devil. The first one was the snake's ability to talk, which God curtailed, talk directly to humans, to individuals like to Eve, which God curtailed, and up to now he curtails it. And then the second one was his ability to move, his movement. That brought him to Eden, the garden of God, which God also limited his movement. So I want you to understand, some of you who think that the devil is everywhere, he is not everywhere. He is so omnipresent. He is not everywhere at the same time like God. Okay. Because you say God and you say the devil and you say God is everywhere and you say the devil also sees me. Who said that? No. There is a limitation on his movement. And that is a curse that God put upon the devil for man's sake. Imagine that the devil can be everywhere at the same time. Even now that he is working through demons and spirits and principalities and powers, if you don't know who you are, look at the struggle you go through. How much more now, then, if he could come to you directly and be everywhere, I mean, kind of thing, if his rule was not limited, if his powers were not limited, it would have been something else. That is why, in that limited power, God asked him, have you noticed my servant Job? And he said that, oh, Job, you remember his answer? Have you not put a hedge around him and about everything that he has? He says, stretch out your hand and touch him and you will see. In other words, the devil was saying that, look, I am the God of this earth. I have taken the rulership from Adam and Eve. But I can't do what I like. There is a righteous man called Job. And theologians agree that Job is the oldest book in the Bible. That Job actually lived right after Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Those days, Job lived. So when the devil was saying that I'm going to and fro in the earth and all that, do you know what he was telling God? He said, God, you have limited me. What you have done to me, I just go moving. In fact, he used the word walking to and fro, not being everywhere. Some of you sense the devil more than God. You sense that the devil is even in your room. Listen to me. There is a limitation because God loves us. Hallelujah. So the devil cannot come to you directly, ladies and gentlemen. That is why in dealing with the devil now, you should not be looking at the devil with horns. You should look for him as a beautiful. Do you know there was a four-pronged attack on Job? This man whose name means return. Return to what? The kingdom system. That's Job in Aramaic. Is that it? But one of the languages in the East at the time, it means to return or to repent. Job was a lesson to all mankind that the devil can wreak havoc, but God will restore you. God will restore you and give you two times what you lost. That is why in Christ Jesus, in the restoration of God, we are not restored to Adam. We are living above. That is why he is an overpayment for us, because he confronted the full-blown devil and defeated that full-blown devil in place of the first Adam for us, for the first Adam and for all the seed of Adam to assume that work, that in Christ Jesus I overcome. And I am actually not a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror because he is an overpayment. That is why in the book of Romans chapter 5, the Bible talks about much more. When he's talking about the death of Jesus, he always uses the word much more, the phrase much more. Much more, much more, because he is not restoring us. He is bringing us to a place more than Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they were not seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But you and I, right now, we are on this earth, but we are seated in heavenly place. Our rule is more extensive. Do you understand that? Our rule is better than Adam. If Adam fell to the devil, we will stand to the devil. I want you to understand as I end that God loves us so much that he will always intervene for you. He will not let the devil have a field day over your life. He will shorten the time of the devil's great tribulation. Yes. The Bible says that a time will come that the devil is going to be given some more of his powers. Because now, in that case, in that limited state, the devil, there is somebody who is preventing his full manifestation of his powers, his wickedness and all that. The Bible says it's the Holy Ghost and the church who have the Holy Ghost in them. But when the church is raptured away, then the wicked one will be released. And there will be a 3.5 years of wickedness. The Bible says that such as has not been experienced on this earth before. Not from the beginning, even to the end. That the devil is going to wreak so much troubles on this earth, that if God will not step in to shorten the days, not even the elect people will be saved. Not even the elect will be saved. Can you see the powers of the devil that God is shielding you from? Overcome that problem, I'm telling you. Overcome that thing you think that the devil, hell has not broken loose. God so loves you, he has controlled him, and he says that you fall upon him. You better use the name of Jesus. You better not chicken down under that sickness. You better rise up and know that the devil's power is broken over your life. Hallelujah. God controls the devil up till now. He will not let him enjoy the full benefit of his usurping the rule of humans on this earth. He will not let him do that. He will limit it. The time will come after the millennial. He will release him for a short time. And he will go out deceiving nations. He can't get to individuals. He is forbidden. He is forbidden. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.